This is Into the Podverse. Podverse. This week on Into the Podverse, we explore the return of Jerry's Corner, a Nigerian podcast that explores business and culture. Let's talk about the expansion of Spotify's Q&A and polls feature with expert insights from podcast consultant Neil Viglio and Captivate Audio's Dan Brown. Plus, we'll touch on the podcast pandemic in Nigeria and share the success story of podcast entrepreneur on our Ogogo. Tune in for all this and more as we venture into the exciting world of podcasts. Before we jump into today's episode, let me give a quick shout out to my supporter, The Cool Tea Shop. If you're looking for a high-quality, comfortable t-shirt with unique designs, then The Cool Tea Shop is the perfect choice for you. I've been wearing the t-shirts for a while now, almost a year, and I have to say I'm really impressed with the quality and how well they hold up after multiple washes. Plus, the designs are so cool and eye-catching, I always get compliments when I wear them out. If you want to check out their selection, head over to the website, thecoolteashop.com. And now let's get into the show. Jerry from Jerry's Corner is back after a year and 6 month hiatus, and he's ready to take his audience on a journey to explore business, social structures, and culture in Nigeria.
Yes, we are back after a year and 6 months of complete inactivity. So, the reason for the hiatus, school was one. That's the primary thing. I was in 300 level then, and then the year after, 400 level, final year. And I had another podcast I wanted to kick off, Daily Hustle. And there's a whole story for Daily Hustle, which I will talk about eventually on Jerry's Corner podcast. So, yeah, that was why I had a 1 year and 6 months break. So now I'm doing my NYSC. I'm 5 months into it. And I think, yeah, it's time to get back at it. So Daily Jerry's Corner podcast, it's a social commentary podcast, but it's from my view and hopefully the view of others. So I have certain topics I like to rant about. They are random, but they are all interconnected around business, social structures as in Nigeria, our society, our culture, and the internet. There are things that happen on the internet that really, really get to my nerves. That also borders around entertainment, social media, and all of that. So it's basically just my rant sessions, my weekly rant sessions, to be honest. The motivation behind it is that every week, if you're really active on my WhatsApp, I tend to have moments where I do by outbursts on topics or issues that are currently going on. So I just figured, well, I did have a podcast before and I've grown a lot. I've learned a lot, to be very honest, about the podcasting space. And I feel, yeah, it's time to turn all that talent back into useful content for Jerry's Corner. So yeah, Jerry's Corner is launching again. Yes, we are launching again in March. We'll be more consistent this time. So every Wednesday or Thursday, I will drop an episode. And yeah, that's how it's going to be from now on. I have a couple lined up already. We're good to go. So expect me on Wednesday. Yeah.
Spotify has expanded its Q&A and polls feature for all podcasters on its platform. This feature was previously exclusive to Anchor users, but now all podcasters can create their own questions and polls from their previous episodes. The new feature allows listeners to engage with the content and give feedback. Captivate Audio's Dan Brown suggests that this is a great way for podcasters to connect with your audience and improve their content. He also says he plans to use the feature to encourage more engagement from his listeners. Meanwhile, podcast consultant Neil Viglio, who usually is at crossroads with Spotify, says while it may not lead to a significant surge in engagement, it certainly can't hurt to give listeners another touchpoint. It might be a great opportunity to engage listeners on a deeper level and reinforce the call to action mentioned in your episodes, so give it a try. Speaking of which, it's great to see Nigerian podcasters try out this new feature. The Soul Nigerian podcast shared a tweet with a couple of screenshots highlighting different reviews from fans of the podcast. Now, I won't praise them for their no-holds-barred approach to political commentary. Another berated them for spending too much time promoting a party he doesn't support. In a recent article, Nigerian writer Ekpeyong Ekpeyong addressed the controversy around the so-called podcast pandemic in Nigeria. Ekpeyong argues that the podcasting industry in Nigeria is still in its nascent stages and needs room to experiment and grow. While some Twitter users have complained about the ubiquity of Nigerian podcasts, Ekwenyong points out that these podcasts are not as mainstream as radio or TV and are still being developed for a niche audience. He encourages more experimentation in podcasting, including the creation of different kinds of podcasts such as investigative, documentary, narrative, and storytelling podcasts. The Squeeze is a newsletter that reports on news and trends in the podcast industry. It's a great one too. In the latest issue, Sky Pillsbury interviews podcast entrepreneur Ona Ogogo, who has built a successful podcast production company and community for Black audio creatives. While many in the industry are feeling gloom and doom, Ona's business is thriving with 5 new clients and over 40 new studio bookings. A Trapito podcast episode highlights Nigerian artist Mr. Easy's efforts in investing in both the music industry and startups in Africa. Through his talent incubator, Empower Africa, and investment firm Zagadat Capital, Mr. Easy aims to offer opportunities to artists and entrepreneurs on the continent. The episode explores the challenges faced by these industries in Africa, including a lack of local funding sources and a perception that the creative sector is not taken seriously. Mr. Easy's approach of taking equity stakes in artists' careers offers flexibility for revenue streams beyond just streaming and publishing. This episode also touches on topics such as 360 deals and the need for education to raise awareness of the music industry's business potential in Africa. South African storyteller and author Dr. Gikina Mulope has partnered with East Coast Radio ECR to launch a new podcast called African Story Magic. The podcast features traditional tales and new stories in English and isiZulu, aimed at keeping the magic of African storytelling alive for younger generations. Dr. Mulope explains that storytelling teaches people the art of listening. It allows their imaginations to fly and is a form of fun-filled education that can give birth to lifelong learning. The podcast can be found on various platforms, including Apple Podcasts and Spotify. SiriusXM has signed a new multi-year deal with Kevin Hart and his entertainment company Heartbeat, extending their relationship. As part of the agreement, Heartbeat will continue to produce content for Kevin Hart's Laugh Out Loud Radio exclusively. This includes the third season of Hart's podcast, Gold Mines with Kevin Hart, which debuts with a new focus, and the Rockstar celebrity guests such as Jason Bateman, Neil Berger, Ryan Coogler, Anderson Cooper, Damon John, Method Man, Stephen A. Smith, and Lena Waithe. The 18th Annual People's Choice Podcast Awards is currently accepting registrations for podcasters who wish to participate. Interested parties can head over to podcastawards.com to register their shows for as many categories as they like, with all registered shows automatically entered into the People's Choice category. The event's rules for 2023 have been updated, and potential sponsors can secure their spots today to have their listings prominently displayed on the website. The Podcast Awards team encourages followers to stay updated by following their social media pages on Twitter and Facebook. The team expresses their appreciation for everyone's continued support and looks forward to discovering which podcasts take home the awards. Fighting for Ukraine is a gripping podcast hosted by Ukrainian soldier Yuri Matsasky. With more than 130 episodes released since its debut a year ago, Matsasky takes listeners on a journey into the front line of the ongoing war between Ukraine and Russia. His storytelling is raw and authentic, providing a unique perspective into the conflict. When there are gaps in the podcast's schedule, it's because Matsasky has been called to fight elsewhere. Despite the danger, Matsasky's work has been praised for its bravery and captivating storytelling. I found an article where Eric Johnson shared 5 things he learned at the Podcast Movement Evolutions Conference in Las Vegas, including marketing podcasts on TikTok, the usefulness of podcast neighborhoods, tips for keeping the media kit updated, and more. He also included a podcast recommendation and a quote about the importance of authenticity in podcasting. One of the lessons that caught my attention was about the current state of the podcast industry and the competition between Spotify and Apple Podcasts. The keynote speech from James Cridlin from PodNews suggests that while Spotify has overtaken Apple Podcasts in terms of share of audience, with 33% of podcast listeners identifying it as where they listen, it still has a long way to go in terms of share of downloads and streams. According to Cridlin's data, Spotify is generating only 9% of podcast listens, while Apple Podcasts is up at 71%. This suggests that while Spotify may be popular among podcast listeners, it's not yet generating as much engagement as Apple Podcasts in terms of actual listening and streaming. Interesting. In a message to his podcast community, Rodney the Young God Omoyakache reflects on his approach to tackling difficult topics in his podcast and how it may impact his listeners. He says he's realized that some of his episodes can be triggering for some listeners and may result in them missing the message of the story. To address this, he plans to run a disclaimer and prime his listeners at the beginning of episodes that may contain polarizing and triggering statements. He also wants to use empathy to nudge his listeners gently through the episode and ensure that the message is not lost. It's great to see that he's considering the impact of his podcast on his audience and is taking steps to improve their listening experience. By using disclaimers and empathy, you can create a more inclusive and welcoming environment for your listeners, even those you may be criticizing or scolding. Rodney's willingness to adapt and improve his approach is admirable, and I wish him the best of luck in implementing these changes. This is Into the Podverse. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Into the Podverse. If you enjoyed hearing about the latest podcasts and stories, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platforms so you never miss an episode. If you're a podcaster yourself, don't forget to check out the expanded Q&A polls feature on Spotify and the open registration for the 18th Annual People's Choice Podcast Awards. Also, if you're interested in hearing unique perspectives from around the world, be sure to check out the Ukrainian Soldiers Podcast, Fighting for Ukraine, and the South African Storytelling Podcast featured in this episode. Finally, if you're a content creator looking to tackle difficult topics in your own podcast, take inspiration from Rodney, the Young God Omoyakache's approach, and use empathy and disclaimers to create a better listening experience for your audience. Thanks for listening. My name's Tony Doe. Catch you on the next episode of Into the Podverse.